Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, May 31, 2025.
Germany's bond market resilience. Germany's strong status as a safe haven is helping to protect the Eurozone from rising borrowing costs, even as a global sell-off in government bonds raises concerns about high debt levels. Major bond markets in the US and Japan are seeing long-term yields climb faster than short-term ones, creating challenges for issuers. This year, Germany's 30-year bond yields have jumped about 40 basis points, fueled by a 500 billion euro infrastructure fund and relaxed borrowing rules for defense spending. Analysts expect the trend in euro area bond markets to ease, making German bonds more attractive. The gap between 2-year and 10-year German bond yields is set to narrow by 7 basis points, marking its first monthly drop in over a year. While rising yields can complicate matters for heavily indebted countries, Germany's debt situation makes it a more appealing investment during economic uncertainty. The euro has gained about 9% against the dollar this year, while oil prices have dropped around 13%, helping to lower inflation. Konstantin Veit from PIMCO predicts that 10-year bond yields will range between 2.5% and 3.5%, assuming the European Central Bank keeps its policy rate at 2%. With Germany remaining the only G7 country with a debt-to-GDP ratio below 100%, its resilience could be a beacon for investors in these turbulent times.
Ceasefire talks between Russia and Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine are gearing up for important ceasefire talks in Istanbul on June 2, 2025. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has praised the United States for its role in facilitating these discussions. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha has stated that Ukraine will review Russia's peace proposals before sending a delegation to Turkey. Peskov confirmed that the Russian team will be ready for talks on Monday morning. Russia is demanding a promise from Western leaders to stop NATO's eastward expansion as part of the conditions for a temporary truce. U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy to Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, noted that Russia's concerns about NATO's growth are valid and emphasized that the U.S. does not support Ukraine joining the military alliance. The outcome of these talks could greatly influence regional stability and international relations, raising questions about the future of the area.
Synopsys halts sales in China amid U.S. export restrictions. Synopsys Incorporated, a top semiconductor design software company in Sunnyvale, California, has stopped its services and sales in China due to new U.S. export restrictions that began on May 29, 2025. These rules require companies to halt shipments to China without a license and cancel previously granted licenses. An internal memo revealed that, based on initial interpretations, sales of Synopsys products are generally not allowed, affecting all customers in China, including global firms and military users. China's semiconductor industry relies heavily on electronic design automation, or EDA, tools for designing integrated circuits. Synopsys, along with Cadence and Siemens, controls over 70% of the EDA market in China. This suspension could significantly impact Chinese chip design firms that depend on advanced U.S. software. These export restrictions reflect ongoing conflicts between the U.S. and China over technology and trade, raising questions about the future of innovation in the industry.
U.S. tax bill and digital service taxes. A new tax bill in the United States gives President Donald Trump the green light to respond to countries taxing major American tech companies. Representative Ron Estes from Kansas supports this move, arguing that if foreign nations tax U.S. businesses, their companies should face similar taxes here. Currently, around 17 countries, including Germany, have enacted or proposed such taxes on American tech products like Meta's Instagram, with Germany considering a 10% tax on platforms like Google. This bill aims to raise an estimated $116 billion over the next decade, but it has drawn criticism from both parties in Washington, D.C. While Democrats generally oppose much of the bill, they haven't objected to the retaliatory tax provision in Section 899. Experts warn that these taxes could discourage foreign investment in the U.S. Joseph Wong, chief investment officer at Monetary Macro, noted that Section 899 might help balance trade, potentially lowering the U.S. dollar's value and making American products cheaper for international buyers. Meanwhile, Duncan Hardell from New York University's Tax Law Center cautioned that foreign investors may change their strategies to avoid these taxes. What does this mean for consumers and investors alike?
ECB warns of crypto asset risks to banking trust. Fabio Panetta, a key figure at the European Central Bank, has sounded the alarm about the risks that crypto assets pose to banking trust. He emphasized that banks must be vigilant about the image risks they face when dealing with digital currencies. Major losses in the crypto market could seriously undermine customer confidence in traditional banks. Panetta pointed out that many crypto asset holders might not fully understand these digital currencies, leading to confusion with conventional banking products. This misunderstanding could have serious consequences for the credit system. Italy's largest bank, Intesa Sanpaolo, is already testing the waters by purchasing 1 million euros in Bitcoin and has set up a trading desk for digital assets. Meanwhile, Spain's Santander Bank is looking to expand its digital offerings, including plans for a stablecoin. Panetta cautioned that if big tech companies promote stablecoins without proper regulation, they could threaten traditional payment methods. He concluded that the ECB's Digital Euro project aims to tackle these challenges and compete with private digital currencies that might undermine central bank money.
Tim Leissner sentenced in one MDB scandal. Tim Leissner, a former Goldman Sachs banker, has been sentenced to 2 years in federal prison for his role in a massive theft of $4.5 billion from the One Malaysia Development Barrett scandal. In a Brooklyn courtroom, he expressed deep regret, acknowledging that the true victims were the people of Malaysia. Leissner and his colleagues helped 1MDB raise $6.5 billion through bond sales, but over $4.5 billion was stolen and funneled through bribes and kickbacks, funding lavish purchases like luxury real estate and the film The Wolf of Wall Street. This scandal also led to the downfall of former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak, who was convicted for abuse of power. Leissner had previously pleaded guilty to bribing officials in Malaysia and Abu Dhabi and served as a key witness in the trial of Roger Ng, another Goldman Sachs banker sentenced to 10 years in prison. His sentence includes 2 years of supervised release and a loss of $43.7 million, already paid back to Malaysia.
Macron calls for unity between Europe and Asia. French President Emmanuel Macron delivered a powerful speech at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore on May 30, 2025. He urged Europe and Asia to unite against the growing influence of powerful nations like China and Russia, which he warned are creating areas of control that threaten global stability. Macron highlighted the rising tensions from Russia's actions in Ukraine and China's bold moves in territorial disputes, particularly regarding Taiwan and the South China Sea. He stressed the need for democratic nations to work together to counter these challenges and protect shared values. The recent clashes between India and Pakistan in Kashmir, resulting in at least 70 fatalities, further underscore the fragile security situation in South Asia. Macron also expressed deep concern over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, cautioning that ignoring it could damage Western credibility worldwide. His call for a united front reflects the urgent need for cooperation to maintain peace and stability in an increasingly complex world.
Kidnapping attempt in Paris. On May 30th, 2025, 25 people appeared before a judge in Paris for attempting to kidnap the daughter of a wealthy cryptocurrency businessman. This bold crime unfolded in broad daylight on a busy street where three masked men struggled with two individuals while a getaway vehicle waited nearby. Videos of the incident quickly went viral on social media, igniting public anger. This kidnapping underscores a worrying rise in violence against those in the cryptocurrency sector. Authorities are now expected to enforce tighter security measures to protect crypto investors and their families. As the cryptocurrency market continues to expand, the demand for better safety becomes increasingly urgent. What does this mean for the future of cryptocurrency safety?
Judge Meta weighs solutions in Google antitrust case. U.S. District Judge Amit Meta in Washington, D.C. is weighing bold solutions in a crucial antitrust case against Google, a subsidiary of Alphabet. He suggested that Google may need to adopt less aggressive strategies to promote fair competition in online search. The U.S. Department of Justice and a coalition of states have raised concerns about Google's control over the market. They propose that Google should share search data and stop making massive payments to Apple and other smartphone makers to remain the default search engine. Judge Mehta is considering limited data sharing and halting these payments, but only if other measures fail to boost competition effectively. This case raises important questions about the power of big tech companies and their impact on our choices as consumers. What does this mean for the future of online search?
U.S. Economic Outlook: Key Developments Ahead. Recent economic data and federal tax legislation are set to shake up U.S. stock markets. The S&P 500 climbed about 6.2% in May, getting close to its all-time high from February, while the Nasdaq Composite jumped 9.6%, marking its biggest monthly gain since November. Investors are keeping a close eye on President Trump's tariffs, which have stirred uncertainty in trade. The upcoming employment report, due on June 2nd, is expected to show an increase of 130,000 jobs, down from last month's 177,000. If the report surprises with a stronger number, it could raise worries about delayed interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve, which has already lowered its expectations for cuts this year. Meanwhile, the Senate is gearing up to discuss a tax bill that could add around $3.8 trillion to the federal debt of $36.2 trillion over the next decade. Rising bond yields are putting pressure on stock prices, and recent easing of tariffs has affected asset values. The employment report and tax discussions are crucial factors shaping the U.S. economy and market performance.
Market update: economic uncertainty and tariff tensions. A recent report from Orlando, Florida, reveals rising uncertainty in global markets as U.S. economic indicators point to a potential slowdown in growth. This comes amid ongoing tariff tensions with China, where President Donald Trump has accused China of violating trade agreements, creating a cautious atmosphere for investors. 10-year Treasury yield closed at 4.4%, reflecting concerns about borrowing costs. Meanwhile, the personal consumption expenditures inflation rate was reported at 2.1%, aligning with the Federal Reserve's target. Despite these challenges, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ indices are showing resilience, nearing record highs. Analysts suggest that month-end rebalancing may have positively impacted bond prices after weeks of declines. The U.S. Senate is set to debate a tax and spending bill proposed by Trump, which could add nearly $4 trillion to the federal debt over the next decade. A controversial aspect of this bill targets foreign investors, potentially reducing demand for U.S. treasuries and the dollar. As the Federal Reserve remains cautious about interest rate cuts, traders are closely watching the upcoming U.S. employment report for insights into the economy's health.
Concerns over rare earth magnet shortages. Automotive leaders are raising urgent concerns about an impending shortage of rare earth magnets, vital for technologies like windshield wipers and anti-lock brakes. A recent letter to the Trump administration from the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, representing major companies like General Motors, Toyota, Volkswagen, and Hyundai, warned that without these essential materials from China, production could face serious disruptions. This situation is worsened by China's export restrictions, particularly affecting resources from Inner Mongolia. The potential shortage could lead to higher vehicle prices and significant job losses in the automotive sector. As a result, governments may need to rethink trade policies and explore alternative suppliers to reduce dependence on a single source. The stakes are high, and the future of the automotive industry is at risk.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.